the St. Ninians Community Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Stuart here. Today we are reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 38. Jesus presented at the temple. And when the time came for the purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it was written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up and in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in her years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at the very hour, she began to give thanks to God and speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. I saw someone wrote a couple of questions in relation to this story, which I thought is good to reflect upon at the start. And the questions were, you know, what does it look like to genuinely seek Jesus? And what does it look like when we genuinely encounter him? Here we have the story of Anna and Simeon, two getting on in age people who were genuinely seeking the coming of Jesus, the coming of the Messiah. And yet we see as they meet Jesus, the worship and the praise that they give him. And it's hard actually to think of anybody else in the Gospels who quite acknowledges who Jesus is so quickly and speaks such words about him and his purpose here on earth as these two do. And so we see here Luke painting a picture which in many ways Simeon and Anna are representing the old era. You know, they're the older people who are passing away before Jesus completes his ministry. And so it's an era that's passing away. And we see that Jesus has come, his message of the kingdom is arriving. And nevertheless, you know, Jesus, as he comes, he says himself, he doesn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And so there should be a continuity to be between what God has been doing in the Old Testament and then what he does after Jesus' arrival. And in many ways, the story gives that perfect connection. We see essentially these Old Testament believers, Simeon and Anna, and they're waiting so patiently for Jesus to come. And again, as I say, you know, it's hard to imagine or it's hard to think of other people who meet Jesus who are quite as in tune with what is happening and what Jesus is bringing to the world. And so there's this continuity, and even as Luke is writing these words, and obviously Luke is also the author of the book of Acts, we see in the book of Acts the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So the new things that God is giving after Jesus' death and resurrection. And yet here in the story, we see these two older people who are filled with the Spirit and have a knowledge and an awareness which can only come from God as to what God is doing at that time. And so this story kind of gives us a connection, shows that, you know, God has continuity between what happened before Jesus and what Jesus came into the world to achieve. And Simeon's song that he gives here speaks of this, or sings of this new era of the Messiah, Jesus. His salvation would come to this world. His salvation was not just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. You know, it was for the whole world. And so we see this beautiful song being sung about the purpose of Jesus and Jesus, the good news that Jesus is to the world, being not just for the people of Israel, but for everyone. And so, again, as Jesus emphasized, you know, when he was speaking to the religious people at the time, we have to remember that, you know, there is Jesus coming into the world isn't to forget about the Old Testament and things which have gone behind, but Jesus says he comes to fulfill the law, and his ministry is in harmony with what's happened before. And so as I was reflecting just on what this story perhaps means to us today, there are many things that we could consider. But maybe even as I started off asking, you know, what does it look like for those who are genuinely seeking Jesus when they meet Jesus? And maybe as we reflect on this story, we think, well, what is our attitude as we seek Jesus? You know, are there elements by which we think, oh, if I could just meet Jesus, or if Jesus would come and do a new thing in me today, you know, is that to try to forget about the things which have happened in the past, basically to heal us and make us forget about painful things which might have happened in the past? Or as we seek Jesus, are we seeing him as the fulfillment of all the things that God has been doing in our life in the past? And so as we read this passage, then maybe we reflect on the things that, you know, in the purposes of God in our life, you know, God does things in the past, and then he continues to want to do things. And as we go through these Lent reflections, this is a great time for us just to stop again in the run-up to Easter and all that that means, to remember that Jesus still wants to do things in our life. And no matter how in tune we are, even like Simeon and Anna here, to the things of God, we're always looking for the new things that God is wanting to do in our life, in the life of others, and seeking that and celebrating that when we see that happening. And perhaps that is an interesting time to be reflecting on this, as, you know, I noticed today when we were outside for the first time, the snowdrops and the crocuses are out in certain areas. And again, we see, you know, these old bulbs which are under the ground, you know, bursting into new life again. And again, we can remember that, you know, God has a purpose to bring new things into our life, and that we should come with an expectancy and not just be celebrating the things in the past, but also looking forward to the things that Jesus wants to do in our life today, tomorrow, and in the future. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you came into this world, and we thank you that we can read these stories and see examples of people who were just longing to see you come as the Messiah, longing to see God's promises fulfilled, believing in the promises through the years, and knowing that you would come and do as you said. And as we reflect here today, we again just want to open up our lives and say, whatever you want to do today, please come and do that in us, or tomorrow and in the future. We want to be a people who are seeking you, and a people like Anna and Simeon, who, when they see you move and we see you touching people's lives and we see the good things that you do in us and others, and that we're just immediately celebrating and seeing what you are doing, that we're not too caught up with the busyness, other distractions of life, but we We see your hand at work. We see your Holy Spirit at work. And we thank you indeed for your Holy Spirit who was working in this story. And we thank you that in the book of Acts, we read that your Holy Spirit's poured out. And we know that your Holy Spirit's poured out for all people. And again, we want to be people who are open to your presence, open to your Spirit. We ask you to fill us today and fill us with awe and excitement about your promises, which you've fulfilled, of the love that you've poured out in our lives, for the grace that you've shown us through your death and your resurrection. And we just ask that you'd help us, like Simeon, just to burst into song and worship and adoration and praise in our lives, just for all that you've done and all that you're doing in this world and for this world through your Son, Jesus. We pray all these things in Jesus' mighty, powerful name. Be with us, bless us today, keep us focused on you and open to your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.